I'm ML Schulze. This is WKSU News. A rare 16th Congressional District Republican debate last night revealed little difference on the issues between the two frontrunners, but attitude was a different matter. And the third candidate on the stage stood apart on both issues and attitude. On gun rights, immigration, and lower taxes, Anthony Gonzalez and Christina Hagan are in near lockstep. Take their separate but similar points on the federal government.
The federal government has expanded beyond any form that would make sense to our founders today.
I don't even think the federal government has far outgrown its purpose and its nature.
But with Election Day a week away, the race for the GOP nomination for the 16th congressional seat has grown increasingly nasty. Ads supporting Gonzalez, the former NFL player endorsed by the Ohio Republican Party, paint Hagan, a 29-year-old state lawmaker, as a swamp creature. Hagan has filed a federal elections complaint, accusing Gonzalez of colluding with a super PAC funded by his father. And she challenged him at last night's debate in Wadsworth on the claim that she inherited her state House seat from her father.
He has insulted every single voter that put me in the state House to represent them. He has underestimated their desire and their knowledge of their legislator, their representative, and the person fighting for them.
Gonzalez stuck largely to his biography as the successful son of Cuban immigrants, who supports President Trump's call to end DACA, build a border wall, and allow only immigrants with certain skills into the country.
You're going to serve our national security interests and our economic interests. That's what merit means to me, and I am vehemently against amnesty of any kind.
Hagan, too, supports the wall, and she's running as the self-proclaimed Trump candidate and as the most gun rights candidate, noting her husband gave her an AR-15 for her birthday. But the third candidate on the stage, Dr. Michael Grusenmeyer, set himself apart on both immigration and guns. And he cautioned that voters...
They are avid about doing something to protect our kids in schools. Unless you get ahead of this issue, I think we're going to be in big trouble in November.
His warning drew only tepid applause. The 16th district is one of just two open seats in Ohio. Current Congressman Jim Renacci is running for the U.S. Senate. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.